Fuck, babe. You taste so delicious. And the sounds you make are so fucking sexy. You're close. Oh, good baby. I want you to drip all over my face. I want you to come for me as I tongue fuck this beautiful pussy and rub your clit. Now I have your juices all over my face and mouth. Tastes so good, babe. What's the secret formula to your delicious flavor? Sorry, I know that's corny. Babe, what's wrong? Why are you crying? Did I hurt you? What happened? I don't understand. You didn't have an orgasm? Was it something I didn't do? No. So you did enjoy me eating you out. You just didn't feel the orgasm when you came. I'm sorry, babe. Has this been happening for a while? It hasn't. Good. No, baby. Nothing is wrong with you. It's not really common, but I have heard about this before. Here's some reasons why you might be having trouble reaching an orgasm. Like what? Well, it could be because of stress, poor self-esteem, depression, guilt, and a few other things. Has anything been different that's happened lately? Might have caused you not to be able to reach an orgasm? Nothing? Really? I saw that look, babe. You know what it is that probably caused this, don't you? How could I tell? Well, I know you well enough to know that you can't hide anything from me. Just tell me. All I want to do is help. You've been having difficulty completing your work, and hearing voices in your head saying you aren't good enough. Babe, why didn't you tell me? I don't want you feeling like you can't ask for help when you need it. Having to deal with that isn't healthy. Neither thing is good by itself, let alone together. That can really take a toll on someone if not dealt with properly. It's okay, babe. I'm not disappointed or upset. I'm just worried. And I want you to deal with stuff like that alone, especially when it gets enough to start affecting you physically. Promise me that in the future you'll tell me about these things before it gets to this point. Okay. Good. Now, I have some suggestions on how we can start to resolve the issue and get you back to orgasming. Well, maybe we both call in a sick day tomorrow, and we have a day dedicated to us. I'll get an appointment set up at the spa, then we can go shopping and get you whatever you want, and end the night with movies. Yes, you can pick the movies we watch. Not to mention, we're going to push all those negative thoughts about you not being good enough out of your head. And we can even start now. You are sexy, intelligent, creative, important, delectable, and so much more. I will take you in any and all forms because I love you. You are beautiful in any and all forms that you might take throughout our lives together. Yes, baby, I do mean that with all my heart. You're impossible not to love and not to find attractive. I have a mini heart attack every time I see you because I don't understand how someone could be as amazing and as beautiful as you. Well, that's a mood change. Hey, why are you kissing me all over my face? No, it's cute. There's nothing wrong with it. I just want to know why. You're thanking me? For what? Kiss me. It's my goal as your girlfriend to make sure that you're happy and healthy. I couldn't dream of anything else. I need you, babe. And it's okay to need me, too. We're gonna help you get through this. And believe me, I'm gonna make up for those orgasms you didn't have. I'm gonna make a day out dedicated just to pleasure you. And you're gonna have the most explosive orgasm you have ever had. And I won't hesitate to match that level every time I make you come after that.